President Trump is sticking with the playbook, election denial. The president hopped on Truth Social, as he does on most nights, to claim without evidence that Democrats were, quote, trying to steal the primaries for California governor and L.A. mayor. He offered, surprise, surprise, no facts to support his claim, pointing only to a predictably slow counting process in a state with a huge volume of mail-in voters, which has always been the case, and he has always known. After all, he's now been in politics for more than 12 years. Joining us, former Democratic congressman for New York and senior advisor for Vote Vets, Max Rose, James Sample, still with us as well. All right, so, I mean, California, they do vote, they do count very slowly, Max, very slowly. But this has always been the case. How much traction does he get on an accusation like that?
This is what Donald Trump always does.
Yeah, it's kind of tiresome now, isn't it?
It's horrifying because amidst the, I think, really, the Democratic Party has turned itself in the right direction in terms of its willingness to go on the offense, its willingness to really use the power at its disposal. It's been a change, right direction. On this front, though, I still think it's a blind spot. That somehow there's this thing about Donald Trump where we're like, you know, yeah, 2020 did the steal, January 6th, the whole thing. That won't happen again. There's zero doubt in my mind that he will be using this language and attempting to use the powers at his disposal for this midterm
election. He said they're under investigation. The California vote process is under investigation. Should we take him at his word that it's under investigation and that something might be happening at DOJ?
We should take him at his word that he wants there to be an investigation, and we should take him at his word that what he wants from DOJ, he typically gets.